It's going to get hard, and I'm going to go through it anyway. I'm going to go forward.
Millard Roper of the Funky Om Yoga Studio in Huntington, New York, started his yoga journey, like so many others, after somebody else introduced him to the practice, or as a compliment, something else that was self-sustaining.
There were different stages. Like one time it was like to help martial arts. And another time it was because my girlfriend at the time that I was dating was a yoga teacher and I would take her class to support her. And then another time it was for, you know, health and, you know, well-being. And so it's all kind of wrapped into one.
Since then, Millard's steeped himself in yoga philosophy. And anyone new to his two studios seeking a simpler definition or reason to do yoga may quickly find themselves wanting more, because Millard shines when he's diving deep into the richer meaning of yoga.
I don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's pretty amazing on its own. Yoga is the calming of the fluctuating mind. But if somebody who knows yoga, I would go a little deeper. I would then borrow from the Bhagavad Gita, which says, Samadukha Sukham Niram. Samadukha Viyoga Yoga Samjanatam. So it kind of lays out yoga, 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 yoga in one shloka. Sama Yoga is all of yoga. And they'll say, Dukkha Sam Yoga. So Sam is everything. So Dukkha is unpleasantness, you know, pain, discomfort, whatever. So Dukkha Sam, everything, yoga, union. All of your displeasure, all of your dukkha, all of your pain and suffering in this world, you are yoga to it. This is what you're practicing as yoga. So I create unions with my suffering. It's a very Buddhist way of looking at the word yoga. Your suffering is caused by your very desires. True yoga is to start to detach from, like a disunion from your dukkha, which you're union to. Which I think is a beautiful way to say it.
Teachers from across Long Island, New York flock to Millard's classes, which may be because he's trained many of them himself, but for various other reasons too.
I'm honored with that. When I see that, I feel a sense of, wow, this is amazing.
Every Wednesday, practitioners of asana, or the physical part of yoga, pack into one of Millard's few classes, which is followed by something called kirtan.
It's devotional chanting, where you're chanting sacred names of divinity. It's unique, and it makes you feel there's a certain authenticity that you feel when you're at kirtan. You're like, yes, this is yoga. Like, you can feel that connection.
Millard also offers free instrument lessons.
One, it's good practice for me. Puts me on a schedule for practice. Two, it teaches people who, drummers are in rare, there's not a lot of drummers out there. So if you want more drummers, then you need to teach people how to drum.
With his classes, trainings, and other offerings, Millard is very much like a community organizer.
There was a beautiful symbiosis that happens when you're in a group of people learning things like yoga. And I thought, what an amazing thing to create.
After creating the Funky Om and turning it into a successful business, which features trainings, workshops, and community gatherings, it dawned on Millard to offer yoga by donation at one of his studios.
I got into this because I wanted to share the tradition of yoga and create a place that's pretty inclusive. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a place where you could go and you could pay what you valued, what you were taking in as value, and you could give what you wanted. There's certain things that I think in yoga I feel comfortable charging for, and there's other things that I don't feel comfortable charging for.
Many people talk about not being able to meditate or practice yoga because they don't have time. What do you have to say to them, Millard?
The answer is discipline. I think if people would set up for a routine and create some parameters for themselves, it would serve their mental state greatly.
But what about now? It's really scary and people want to be informed constantly and they feel stuck.
If you don't know what to do with yourself, man, you can lose days and days at a time. So, I mean, that's super scary to me, is to keep losing days. So that would be my advice. And that's how I approach the whole situation.
What about your own days while we're in the midst of a pandemic?
The positive side is that it has been making me branch out into areas like working with Instagram and YouTube and stuff like that, which I never would have done before. So, or I always wanted to, but I never really gave it as much time as I should have. I always have some movement as a part of my daily routine. Now, because of my job, owning the jiu-jitsu academy and the yoga studio, jiu-jitsu, a lot of times you're doing things with everybody else. You're showing the moves, you're stretching. So that's a daily. There's a stretching routine that I do every day. Just some basic asanas, but that's at the beginning of class. There's meditation at the end of class, very brief, but we do that. In yoga, when you teach yoga, I could sit up there and, I mean, hopefully I'm not doing the whole class with everybody. Like, that's the sign of a teacher that needs some work, is that if you're doing the whole class outside of all this, you know, like videoing yourself, like when you're teaching virtually, you have to do it with them. But if you're teaching in front of a class, it's my opinion that you shouldn't be doing it with the class. And that's not your time to practice. So that's a little different. So, but there is a portion of every day where I'm stretching and doing asana.
And finally, how'd you come up with that name? It's such a great name.
Something with Om in it, but it's got to be funky. It's got to be interesting. You know, it's got to be kind of like a little edgy. And, you know, like I was trying to kind of make that connection.
You can find Millard and the Funky Om on YouTube, where there are free streaming classes, but you can also donate money to them. You can also find him on Facebook and Instagram, where there are often live free classes too. I'm Leslie Lotto.